The opinions voiced in this program are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Securities are offered in the United States through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Welcome to Straight Talk Money with Mike Robertson, where Mike and his guests bring you the wisdom of Wall Street. Over the next hour, you'll not only get straight answers to your questions about your money, but also get firsthand insight into the economy and the markets from a man who's seen the ups, downs, and turnarounds. Thanks to more than 38 years' experience in the financial industry, Mike is master certified with Ed Slott and Harry S. Dent. Get ready. Straight Talk Money starts right now. Here's Mike Robertson.
Well, Japan is at it again. You know, all eyes were on Japan this morning. It was just quite a ride. I mean, it went up.
But they're doing better today, aren't they?
Yeah, they're doing better today, but they just really went all over the map. And they started up about 3%. Then they collapsed, and they eked out a slightly higher day. But it seems like everybody's interested in Japan. In fact, there's a chart, and Peggy, we... can't get it approved today because the approval person is
taking an early holiday. Yeah.
But as soon as we get this from the approval person, I'm going to hand this to Peggy. And this is the Japanese chart that has the title of this is the Japanese chart that has people the most freaked out. And, you know, because we said as Nikkei crashed 7% yesterday, today it gained back less than 1%. It was a very volatile day. But there's a chart that I have in front of me that I'm going to provide to all of you on our email list. And it really shows, what it shows is a significant spike up in the yields of the 10-year Japanese government bond. And the reason why this, I think, I don't know, they say freak people out. I'm not so sure I take it that far. But yields haven't risen in Japan for a long, long, long time. And now you see a spike in this. And so what they're wondering is whether or not this is an indication of a turnaround in Japan and whether or not Japan is really beginning to see inflation, which is really what they're trying to do. Everybody's looking for inflation. In fact, Mr. Bullard.
Yes, the St. Louis Fed.
James Bullard. He wants faster inflation before they taper QE. He said inflation is the data wild card that needs to move closer to the target before the Federal Reserve shifts towards a tapering of its bond purchase program. That's what he told CNBC on Friday. He said, and I quote, one wild card for the data in the U.S. is inflation. Numbers have come in quite low. Inflation has been, by our preferred measures, been about 1% over the last year, way below our target. According to Bullard, he says, therefore, before I'm in favor of tapering, I'd like to see some assurance that inflation is going to move back towards target. U.S. inflation fell, by the way, to a two-year low of 1.1% earlier this month. That's the sharpest pace since 2008. And that's basically due to a dip in oil prices. But, you know, I didn't see that my gasoline price went down all that much.
No, I filled up the other day, and it was...
It's expensive. Yeah, it cost a lot of money. So it's kind of interesting because it's not really reflecting that. He said, and let me continue on with his comments because I think it's pretty interesting. And Mr. Bullard is one of the Fed folks that they really do watch a lot. And I quote, here is what I would say. If it was normal recession and recovery cycle, you might lower interest rates for 6, 9, or 18 months and then go back to normal. So that would be a bad period where you have lower returns for the older saver cohort. He's worried about savers now. But they would get back to normal after not too long. But right now, that's not the case. And he said, if the recession has been stretched out, we are talking 4 or 5 years, maybe a decade. If you have low returns for that period, once again, he's talking about low interest rate, that is really hurting the whole cohort of savers in that age group. So I'm concerned about that part of the policy. In other words, what he's really saying is that he's not looking at jobs so much. That's Mr. Bernanke's looking at jobs. He's looking at inflation. They'd like to see a little bit more inflation before they start tapering off the QE. Now, there was a gentleman on this morning on CNBC First name was Larry. I'm sorry. I can't.
Oh, Larry Cantor?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Larry. Okay. Larry Cantor with Barclays.
Right.
And he seems to indicate that that Mr. Bernanke might be, they may be moving towards higher interest rates. You know, folks, they've been talking about it very much in earnest for the last several weeks about how interest rates are likely to move higher soon. They've been expressing a great deal of concern about the average investor who might be in bond funds, for instance, what would happen to them? What would happen to their portfolios should interest rates move up? Now, you got to understand one thing as investors. There's really only one way for rates to move, and that's back up again. There's very, very, very little room for rates to move down. The 10-year could move down a little bit. It's slightly over 2% right now. Certainly, it could get below 1% like it has before. But in terms of short-term rates, your money market funds, your savings accounts are zero now. There's really no place for them to move. So interest rates are likely to move back up. And what they're looking for now, what they're seeking is some indication of when that's going to happen. And so you're starting to hear that. Ben Bernanke talked about continuing its reliance on increasing jobs, and now you have James Bullard of the St. Louis Fed talking about inflation. They're looking for higher inflation. You know, we're going to talk about that today because we've got a great guest. Peggy's really, she's really doing a, you're really doing
well,
a good
you
job.
Said he, I went to the Money Show
yeah.
with a mission.
I'm telling you, folks, you're getting the Money Show all over again. And so we're going to have Douglas Roberts with us here in just a few moments. He's the founder and chief investment strategist for Channel Capital Research Institute. And he has a lot of things to say about monetary policy, about inflation, and we're going to be talking to Doug Roberts in just a few moments.
He follows the Fed, and he actually wrote a book, I think it's been out now for probably about 6 or 7 years, called Follow the Fed to Investing Success.
Yeah.
That's just one of the books he's written. He's written quite a few. But
yeah,
that
so
was,
we're going to get him on. And
that was the first time I interviewed him.
Of course, his picture, I looked at his picture uh-huh. on his promo stuff, and I thought, this guy's too young, and suddenly I realized that's probably an older picture. Either that, or this guy's related
well
to Dick
preserved.
Clark. He may be Dick Clark's nephew. Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah.
He looks like that picture?
He looks like
oh,
that
okay.
picture.
Okay, well, he's related to Dick
he's,
Clark then.
He's been around.
Anyway, folks, if you would like to get a copy of that that chart, the Japanese chart, I'll just flip it over to Peggy right now.
Thank you.
If you'd like to get a copy of that chart, if you would like to be on our email list, as I was telling your group last night, and by the way, I want to thank all of those folks that showed up last night at the dinner in which I spoke. We had a great time. Lasted for a long, long time. I'm very, very tired this morning. Yesterday was a long day. But we just had a great time. And wonderful folks, great questions. And so I want to thank you for being there and enjoying my time with you. But as I said to them, if you'd like to be on our email list, no matter where you're listening, if you're listening in Colorado, if you're listening in Texas, you're listening in Oklahoma, Wyoming, wherever you're listening, if you get on our email list, there's a couple of things that are going to happen. First of all, you're going to get a lot of great information. We're going to send you charts. We're going to send you graphs. We're going to send you articles that we see. We're going to send you kind of a once-a-week kind of little missive about what's going on. When the Harry Dent newsletter comes out, which would normally cost you about $350, we're going to send you a copy of that whenever we have guests on. If they've got something to send out, we'll send you a copy, like when Charles Sizemore's on. When Charles is on, he usually lets us send out a copy of the Sizemore letter. We do all that. We do all that for free. But more importantly than anything else, no salesman will call you, and you will never get any sales literature. This is an email for strictly for people who want to learn how to be better investors and want to make more money. That's it. Bottom line.
And it's really easy to get on the list. All you have to do is go to straighttalkmoney.com, straighttalkmoney.com, and sign up. And it'll shoot right into my inbox, and I will make sure that you get it all.
And we promise you that no one will ever call you when you will not get any sales material. When we come back, we're going to have Mr. Douglas Roberts with us, and we'll be talking about the Fed today. Very important information. Stay with us, folks. Be back to you in just a minute. You're listening to Straight Talk Money.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. OK, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Looking for a better way to grow your business? A Regions Cash Core analysis can help uncover ways to optimize your cash flow and improve your bottom line. It's all part of the Better Business Banking experience we're building just for you. So, if you're ready for a bank with the insight and guidance to help grow your business, switch to Regions. Drop by a branch or visit regions.com/yourbusiness today. Regions, it's time to expect more. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Have you ever read a book on real estate investing, but you knew you didn't have the time to make it a success? This is David Fanton, Executive Vice President at Liberty Real Estate Advisors. Join me at the Education Center and see how you can take advantage of the current Houston real estate market. Workshops are weekday evenings at 6:30 and Saturday mornings at 9 at two convenient locations. If it sounds like a fit for you and if you qualify, you'll get an opportunity to meet with people with a proven track record in Houston real estate that can do it all for you. Register online at whybuyproperty.com. That's whybuyproperty.com or call 713-461-8580. That's 713-461-8580. Liberty Real Estate Advisors. Let financial freedom ring.
Securities transactions are conducted by certain employees of Liberty Real Estate Advisors LLC that are also registered through William H. Murphy & Company, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. William H. Murphy & Company, Inc. is not an affiliate of Liberty Real Estate Advisors LLC. For information pertaining to the registration status of William H. Murphy & Company, Inc., please contact FINRA and or the SEC.
Look, you've got to plan for your future. You do financial planning, you get insurance, but to get real peace of mind, you've got to make sure your family is legally protected. So where do you turn for affordable legal protection you can trust? LegalZoom.com. For over 12 years, they've been helping Americans get personalized wills, powers of attorney, living trusts, real estate documents, and more. LegalZoom also helps start and maintain businesses with incorporation and LLC filings, trademarks, and copyrights. Their time-saving service was developed by a team of experienced attorneys, and LegalZoom takes care of you from start to finish. LegalZoom documents have been accepted by courts and government agencies in all 50 states. They're not a law firm, but they can connect you to an attorney and provide self-help services at your specific direction. For even more savings, enter FAMILY in the referral box at checkout. If you're a parent or entrepreneur, don't wait any longer. Call or visit LegalZoom.com and protect what's yours.
You're an author writing a Christian book, so you may know this cheery little fact. Old-fashioned publishers reject thousands of manuscripts each year. You know your book is fabulous, but hey, if it's not what a publisher needs, eh. All you need is your book in print. You want it on Amazon. You want to spread the word the way you've written it, so do it. Forget old-fashioned publishing. Publish yourself with 21st Century Christian Publishing at Zulon Press. Fast and affordable, Zulon Press gives you the power to put your Christian book on the market the way you want it. Zulon Press knows your mission because they have the same mission. Publish your book. See it on Amazon. Be a published author with Zulon Press. Learn more with your free guide to Christian publishing. Visit ChristianPublishing.com. Get your book hot off the press. Zulon Press. Find your free publishing guide at ChristianPublishing.com. Zulon Press is a division of Salem Communications, the same great people who bring you this nifty radio station.
This is your source for the latest business and financial news and analysis covering personal finance, lifestyle, technology, and stock markets. This is Business 1110.
Now, more of the straight talk you need to make it in today's economy with Mike Robertson.
Welcome back, folks. What we were talking about earlier in the opening segment, we're talking about James Bullard, his comments from the Fed, and how Mr. Bernanke has really been focused on this week, typical when they have their meetings before Congress. And so we thought we'd bring on an expert. And this person is frequently called upon by the media as an expert on the Federal Reserve Bank. We are pleased to have with us today Douglas Roberts. Doug is founder and chief investment strategist for the Channel Capital Research Institute and managing principal of Channel Capital Management. And he wrote a book called Follow the Fed to Investment Success, which really is in a very interesting title. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning. How are you guys this morning?
That is
doing
a fascinating
great
title.
You.
How do you How do you? Well, I guess following the Fed to investment success really does make sense, because you can't fight the Fed. And I kind of think we have an artificial market because we have an artificial economy created by the Fed. What do you think of that?
Well, ultimately, in some ways, you're correct. But in other ways, this has happened before. It's not something that's unique. It typically happens, you know, during periods when the economy is under great stress, and also sometimes during wartime. Like, for instance, you had this during really the 70s when you had basically the oil crisis and what I refer to as the oil wars. Even though the, you know, basically no shots were fired, there were massive disruptions in international trade and basically confrontations frequently associated with wartime situations. You also had that during World War II. In both of those situations, the Fed stepped in, and, you know, as its primary job is to really make sure the U.S. government has funding for all these efforts, you know, basically took a lot of steps that were not normally seen. The real problem that you have is these don't occur that frequently. I mean, let's say right now, you know, the Channel Capital Research Institute says this, you know, kind of cycle started really in the early 2000s, almost with 9/11. You started to see really where it was coming. But, you know, before that, it really didn't occur until really the 70s and the early 80s. So you're talking almost a 20-year cycle. Most people don't remember that because, you know, let's say the average person who's managing some of these enterprises is 50, 60 years old. He was just getting out of college or basically in grade school when this happened. So really, Fed policy wasn't his priority at that point in time. Before that, you know, you kind of had the same thing again. It was really World War II. Now, you know, they say basically history may not repeat itself, but it does rhyme. The forms are different. You know, really during those times, we didn't have the quantitative easing that we're doing right now, but we did have basically, you know, substantial, you know, you call it manipulation. I say, you know, control with basically the federal government and especially the Federal Reserve changing the rules to basically direct the economy.
So, and you're right, because during those time periods, we had a, like you mentioned, we had a 20-year period there of negative interest rates, real rates. We have negative real rates now. How long can this continue?
Well, I mean, right now, if you look at it from really those two time periods, you had negative real rates from really 74 to 82. You know, that's approximately a little bit 8 to 9 year period. But if you look at it really in the 30s, you had it from really 1933 when President Roosevelt took office all the way until post-World War II. That was almost a 20-year period by the time you got done with everything. So if you're looking at the first instance, we're kind of on our last legs. If you're looking at the second instance, this thing, you know, can basically have a ways to go.
How is this going to end, by the way? You know, we've had several people on. We've had former members of the Fed. I've had a lot of economists. I continue to ask this question, and I don't get a great answer. The answer I usually get is, you know, we don't know. How do you think this is all going to end? Because looking at a chart, I saw a chart recently, and I showed it to some folks last night in a talk that I gave, and it seems like the impact of the QEs is less each time, that they have very little impact. This last one, I think, in terms of how it affected the market for about 3 days, and that was it. It seems like what the Fed is doing with this quantitative easing is just not working anymore. I don't know why they're keeping it up, but they are. Is it working from your perspective, and how's this going to end?
I think you really have to take a look at it from two points of view. Number one, is it working on the markets? The answer is definitely yes.
Yeah.
Is it working on the economy? Not really that much relative to what we've spent, because ultimately, really what it's based down on is there are three things that basically, you know, help people to spend money. And that's, you know, if you're looking at what you want to do, it's really, you know, their future prospects. Are they employed? Number two, what's the value of their primary assets, which is usually in most people's case their house, and, you know, basically their investment portfolio. Now, if you look at it right now with, you know, unemployment, it really hasn't done too much for that. It has, you know, right now you've had somewhat of what I call a part-time substitution effect, which is really as a result of the healthcare legislation. It's more economical for companies to employ more part-timers rather than full-timers. So they're, what they're saying is they don't have to pay the fines, and at that point they don't have to offer health care. So at that point you may be seeing some of that right now with basically people getting part-time positions, and that makes them feel better in the short term, but nobody's objective, you know, for their career pattern is to be the best part-timer ever. They want basically a full-time position with job prospects. So although it makes them feel better, it may allow them to spend a little bit. It's not really going to do too much for it. Housing is stabilized, but the real question begins, is that going to really drive housing up, or is it just at that point, just a stabilization effect? And the last thing which has been relatively successful is basically inflating the markets, but that's been penalizing really savers because what we've done is we've lowered interest rates and basically forced people into the risk trade. So if you look at it, the kind of so-called trickle-down effect has not really been that effective relative to the amount of money we've spent. But if you look at it from a market perspective, it's been extremely effective, which leads to what I call the tale of two economies. You know, not to paraphrase that famous book, but basically people who are, let's say, in the top 1% or even 0.1% tend to have larger investment portfolios. They're feeling much better. Although if we look at some of the plans, they're not about to go out and spend like it was in the 2000s, except maybe at the very, 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 very top of the scale. But they're feeling better. But for the most part, the average person, things haven't really improved that much for him. So in that situation, it's been relatively effective with the markets, but it's been ineffective with stimulating the economy.
So, but how does this end, though? Will this end very painfully for the average investor? I know there's been a lot of talk lately, or a lot of concern expressed in the media about the impact of rising interest rates, for instance, on those folks that have bond funds. And there's just a lot of anxiety out there on how this is going to end. When the punch bowl is taken away, do you think that it will be done in an organized fashion, or do you think that that it's going to hurt investors out there?
Well, I mean, in essence, right now, if we look at history as a guide, they don't tend to take the punch bowl away. Kind of like once in the cycle, it tends to play out and everything tends to revert over the mean. What you're really doing this is you're basically reverting over a long period of time. And it really depends upon the Fed's actions. That's why I say follow the Fed. Because at that point, if you're going to prognosticate basically what the Fed should be doing as to what they actually are doing, you can get your head handed to you. So right now, if you look at really Bernanke's testimony, what he's saying is we may basically scale back, but if that says, oh, I'm going to go to cash, I'm going to go short the market, at that point, the next thing he's also said is, you know, we may change our mind the next month. So at this point, you have to really look at just kind of where the trend is thus far and follow it, for the most part, and then if you see liquidity drying up, at that point, change your asset allocation.
Doug, if you'll hang on, when we come back, I'd like to talk to you about inflation, so stay with us. You're listening to Straight Talk Money with Douglas Roberts, founder and investment strategist for Channel Capital Research. Back in just a moment.
It's one thing to have a job in this economy, but it's another to have a career that you love. Getting the skills for today's careers may depend on your college degree. So if you're interested in the future of business, electronics, information technology, or drafting and design, call ITT Technical Institute today. With over 100 campuses nationally, ITT Tech can prepare you for a career in one of these fields. After all, tens of thousands of ITT Tech grads have built a solid future. Perhaps they can do the same for you. Classes meet just a few times a week, and financial aid is available to those who qualify. So what's stopping you? For more information and to schedule your campus tour, call ITT Tech toll-free at 800-574-1319. That's 800-574-1319. ITT Technical Institute, education for the future. 800-574-1319.
America was built by innovators and dreamers. People like Edison, Henry Ford, Steve Jobs. But it's the inventors and entrepreneurs all around us, people like you, that make America such a great country. This month, LegalZoom celebrates innovation by helping you launch your dream. Apply for a patent to secure your invention. Register your trademark to protect your products and services. Incorporate or form an LLC and launch your business dream. Just call or visit LegalZoom.com and they'll take care of you from start to finish. They've already helped about a million businesses get started right. Celebrate innovation with LegalZoom, and for a limited time, get a special price on trademark, copyright, and patent applications by using the referral code FAMILY at checkout. Protect your creations and launch your dream at LegalZoom.com. LegalZoom can provide self-help services at your specific direction, or they can connect you to an attorney, but they're not a law firm. Don't forget to use that referral code FAMILY.
The Expert Radio Network is proud to present The Mind Aware with Dana Wilde. Learn how to master the power of your mind more effectively. Experience Dana's free training now at theexpertradionetwork.com. Enter the code word AWARE or text the word AWARE to 72727. That's theexpertradionetwork.com. Enter the code word AWARE or text the word AWARE to 72727. Join today's thought leaders Monday to Friday at 2 p.m. on Business 1110 KTEK.
I love you, son. So it hurts when you say I hate you. I'm your mother. I'm tired of you disrespecting me when you don't get your way. I work hard to make sure you have everything you need. I should be able to ask you to get out of bed in the morning without a fight. So from now on, things are going to be different. I ordered the Total Transformation Program. We're not going to scream and fight anymore. I'm going to tell you what to do in a different way, and you're going to do it. You're not going to call me ugly names anymore, and if you do, you're going to get consequences that'll keep you from calling me ugly names. We're not going to do things your way anymore, son. We're going to do things the Total Transformation way.
Get the Total Transformation free. Just order the program, tell us how it works for you, and you can keep it for free. Call 1-888-535-3916. 1-888-535-3916. Call now. Call 1-888-535-3916. 1-888-535-3916.
Tune in weekday mornings at 9 for the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Join us each weekday when we discuss the principles and practices of the successful real estate investor. Each day, we bring you experts to answer your questions on how to use real estate to build wealth and passive realized monthly income and teach you the ins and outs of investing in real estate. So tune in weekday mornings at 9 right here for the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Business 1110.
Get up-to-date business news as well as stock market, financial, and earnings information here. This is Business 1110.
Now, more of the straight talk you need to make it in today's economy with Mike Robertson.
We're talking about the Federal Reserve today, kind of a hangover from Ben Bernanke's comments earlier in the week and all the concern we've seen the last couple of days. So we thought we would bring on a Fed expert. If you'd like to give us a call, the number is 877-711-5611. That's 877-711-5611. If you'd like to ask a question of our guest or myself about the Federal Reserve, about what's going on, feel free to give us a call. We'd love to have you on the air. We've got with us today Doug Roberts. He's founder and chief investment strategist for Channel Capital Research Institute, and he's also a contributor to AOL's Money and Finance section. Is frequently called upon, frankly, by the media as an expert on the Federal Reserve. He wrote a book called Follow the Fed to Investment Success, the effortless strategy for beating Wall Street, published by John Wiley and Sons. I'm sure you can go to Amazon and pick that up. And Doug, just before the break, we were talking a little bit about inflation. You sent me a piece over the break. The prospects of inflation, is this the decade like the 30s or the 60s? Which one will it be?
Starting to look more really like the 30s, Mike, but, you know, that can really change. The big difference is right now, if you look at both the 30s and 40s and really the 60s and 70s, the 60s and 70s were kind of like persistent, kind of like wars, Vietnam, oil wars, which led to massive interruptions of trade. Really, the 30s, there was really relatively, even though there was some protectionism for the most part, there were no massive interruptions in trade. And as a result of that, you didn't have, even though you had a massive stimulus, you really didn't have too much inflation. So right now, given the fact that I think this is where people get confused today, they're looking for massive inflation. But what happens is, you know, there's plenty of free trade. In this country, you know, one of the things that leads to inflation is wage stickiness. But right now what people do is there's plenty of capacity despite the official unemployment numbers. If we look at the U6 numbers, which include what I call, you know, involuntary part-time employment, and include that as part of the employment figures, those are basically people who are employed part-time who would like to be employed full-time. They just need a job at the moment, so they're taking what they can get. Then at that point, that's not something that leads to wage pressure. And even right now, if you do, then people just shut down their plants here and shift overseas. There really hasn't been much danger of that. I mean, right now you start to see something starting to shift back with a lot of the angst that's going on in other countries. But for the most part, it's still there. Unlike, you know, really the 60s, where basically unions were strong, there was a war in Vietnam, we don't have any of those present. Now, that's not to say we couldn't get it pretty quickly, as you did at the end of the 30s, World War II popped into the situation, and then you had a substantial amount of inflation during that period of time. But you have to realize at that point, the government took control with wage and price controls, basically interest rate controls, and even though you had substantial inflation during that period of time, rates actually didn't rise. So at this point, if we just look at it from a, you know, a historical point of view, we look a little bit more like the 30s, and I think what everybody's starting to think of is this is really more like the 60s. But if you look at the historical conditions, it tends to look more like the 30s right now.
Okay, so you're, because James Bullard spoke to CNBC yesterday, and he mentioned that before he could really encourage a reduction of quantitative easing, he would like to see more inflation. And I guess what you're saying is we're not going to see a lot of that right now, and certainly the concerns over hyperinflation are probably overrated.
Yeah, at this point, but that could change relatively quickly if you had a nice little war that basically interrupted trade substantially. Like, for instance, right now, you know, we have some things going on in the Middle East. It may not be as bad as the 70s simply because at this point, because of fracking and everything else, there's more potential to develop it locally, and that could actually be a boom for the economy. So you might have mild inflation, but you won't have the type of hyperinflation that everybody is kind of, you know, in 2020 hindsight, assuming it's going to be a repeat of the 1970s.
So now, speaking of crisis and shocks, you know, the situation I think is still volatile, and there are a lot of threats out there, and the equity markets I think would be very vulnerable to a crisis, something outside of our control. Would you agree with that? And how vulnerable do you think the equity market is? Do you think it should be where it is right now?
At this point, I mean, it is vulnerable, but until those threats appear, it's kind of like right now, it's coulda, shoulda, woulda. But you know, basically, this is what people are saying, and it could continue for a substantial period of time. A good portion of it also is sometimes even in a worse situation, if the Fed stimulates aggressively enough, it can overcome that. I mean, a good example of that was, let's say, if we go during the 30s, from really 39 to 40, 41, you know, basically there was a huge bear market in the economy. But kind of once the Battle of Midway occurred, and then you basically realized the United States was going to survive, Hawaii was not going to be invaded, you know, it may develop into a new Cold War of some type. You know, basically the market continued to do pretty well and actually did extremely well until really after, you know, sometime after the war ended. So really you've got to kind of look and see what the Fed reaction is. Now, a similar situation also happened during the 70s. We had the 73-74 situation with the oil crisis. That triggered something, and the Fed didn't stimulate as aggressively. Then it stimulated pretty aggressively, really, till Ronald Reagan came to power. And then we had the Iranian Revolution, where approximately 10% of the world's oil supply was taken off the market. You know, the equity markets did well. The negative with all this is basically during that time period there was a severe amount of inflation. Even factoring for inflation, there were parts of the equity market, which actually is the subject of my book, which did really well from that, even on an inflation-adjusted basis. And those were small-cap stocks.
Now, I was going to ask you now, where are you investing now? Kind of maybe share a little bit with the folks out there. What areas do you like? What areas do you not like?
Well, right now, I mean, at this point, what I see is we have a lot of different models, but the simplest model based in our book, Follow the Fed to Investment Success, talks about negative real interest rates or real interest rates being the defining factor, a big one that a lot of people don't pay attention to. And real interest rates are basically whether short-term interest rates, like short-term treasuries, are less than or greater than the rate of inflation. And right now they're still negative. Although, if you have a deflationary surge, and this is why I think Chairman Bernanke is so concerned about this and basically is leaning toward not cutting back on the easing very much, you could easily shift into a deflationary environment, and that's more difficult to address. But right now, as long as we're in a mildly kind of stimulative environment, small cap stocks will probably do better than the S&P stocks for the most part over a prolonged period of time. That's not to say you won't have corrections during that period of time where you could have a bear market or something that's really, really scary. But at that point, that's the so-called trend to continue. Interestingly enough, probably gold, although it's extremely volatile, again, basically our short-term models are quite negative on it, the longer-term models indicate that if you are a long-term investor, probably gold, and when compared to, let's say, short-term bonds, probably deliver similar performance, albeit much more volatile in terms of where you are right now.
Yeah, gold is very volatile. I tell you what, can you stay with us through one more break? When we come back, because it's Memorial Day, and you were involved in the discovery of U-869, a German submarine off the coast of New Jersey, that was in the book Shadow Divers. I'd like to talk to you just a moment about that. Could you stay with us a moment?
Sure.
All right, great. We've got with us Douglas Roberts, founder and chief investment strategist for Channel Capital Research Institute. It's been a great show. We'll be back to talk to him just a moment about finding a submarine off the coast. Stay with us. You're listening to Straight Talk Money, where we get straight answers to your questions about your money.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble, real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say so and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
To Alex. What can I say to the greatest four-year-old in the universe? I'm already so proud of you, and you can't even tie your shoes yet. You're the best gift I've ever gotten. So here's the best gift I could give in return. Love, Dad.
When it comes to your loved ones, give the most selfless gift of all, a secure financial future. New York Life Insurance Company has been protecting families for over 165 years and has the highest possible ratings for financial strength. Contact your New York Life agent or visit us at newyorklife.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Tiller for Holmes Road Recycling. Whether you're a large contractor or a do-it-yourselfer, after the job is done, don't throw away that metal scrap. Turn it into money. Get the best price for your scrap metal at Holmes Road Recycling. If you need a container, they will drop it off and pick it up when you're ready. Turn that scrap metal into money today. Call 713-799-9960. That's 713-799-9960. Or go online at holmesroadrecycling.com. Your money's waiting for you.
Are central bank actions about to double the gold price? This article I'm reading here says gold should already be over $3,000 an ounce. Let's ask Kevin DeMeritt.
Well, Larry, the Fed's pumping up our money supply by 6% with no end in sight.
And is it working?
No. Our money supply is growing by 6% and the economy is growing by 2.5%. It's like putting $100 in the bank and only getting $40 back.
Do you see another crisis coming?
Yes, only this time it's going to be worse.
Wow, how so?
Well, last time we had $10 trillion of debt and wiped out $7 trillion trillion of wealth. Now our debt is 17 trillion and rising. Someone has to pay.
And who's going to pay?
The people. Government can't pay. It's bankrupt. Either we pay or government defaults, and that's what's putting gold in another win-win situation.
Tell me more about that.
Well, during the last crisis, gold became a safe haven for investors and the price doubled. Another economic shock and the price could double again.
So is that why some now put gold at $3,000 an ounce?
That and what the central banks are doing. They see signs of another crisis and they're buying gold at a record pace. They know paper wealth is losing value as fast as it can be printed.
Folks, the last crisis struck without warning and wiped out $7 trillion of wealth. Don't let it happen again. Call Lear Capital at 1-800-260-4461 and ask for the brand new report, Rising Debt and Record Gold Ahead. It's free with no obligation. That's 1-800-260-4461. See the signs and prepare. Call 1-800-260-4461. That's 800-260-4461.
Are payday loans ruining your life? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program that payday loan companies don't want you to know about.
This program will get payday loan companies out of your bank account and put an end to the payday loan nightmare. Call for free information and find out if Payday Loan Support Center is right for you. Payday loan companies usually trap you into paying rates as high as 700%. We understand payday lenders' tactics. Don't let them take advantage of you anymore. All you need is two or more payday loans to qualify. We can help even if you're behind in collections or have bad credit.
Internet payday loans qualify for this program as well. So call 800-270-5291. That's 800-270-5291. The call is free and the consultation is free. Don't miss out. Call for your free information on payday loan relief. 800-270-5291. That's 800-270-5291. Again, 800-270-5291.
Daily stock market and business news, quotes, mutual fund performance, market analysis, the New York Stock Exchange, NASDAQ, and Amex. It's all right here. This is Business 1110.
Now, more of the straight talk you need to make it in today's economy with Mike Robertson.
We've had a great day with Douglas Roberts, founder and chief investment strategist for Channel Capital Research. The book is called Follow the Fed to Investment Success. And also, there is a
newsletter.
Newsletter.
Yes. Because
and how do they go? And what is the newsletter?
And if you would like to check out Doug's newsletter, it is channelcapitalresearch.com. Channelcapitalresearch.com.
And in honor of Memorial Day, because that's a very important day around here, my father served in World War II. He's 93 years old, and they truly are the greatest generation. And Doug was involved in something really unique and special. He's a member of the Explorers Club because of that, but he participated in what it was in the original discovery of U-869, which was a World War II German submarine that was found off the coast of New Jersey, and it was featured in the book Shadow Divers. And so I thought we'd keep him for just a minute or two and ask him about that. Doug, can you just briefly tell us what it was like to find a German submarine?
It was actually pretty cool, because you're actually discovering a piece of history. And, in my previous life, I used to dive up in Northeast wreck diving almost every weekend before I got married and had kids. And sometimes I used to refer to it as every kid. Probably, Mike, you can remember this when you're a kid. What do you want to be, an astronaut? Either that or also fireman. And basically, this allowed you to kind of like explore and basically do that on your weekends. At least, we were close enough actually to the beach to do it. And was just to be able to find a piece of history and then actually have a book written on it and basically a Discovery Channel special on it. It was a very, very unique experience.
I bet. And it was very interesting during the break you were talking that, they don't know exactly how it sank, but the possibility is that it sunk by one of its own torpedoes, right?
Yeah. I mean, the two big theories are is that they were air-bombed by planes, but they don't have any records of it, but that's not to say that that didn't happen. The other alternative was they actually fired a torpedo at a ship, and something went wrong with the torpedo, and it actually turned on itself and exploded, because the conning tower of the U-boat is basically blown apart and, lying on the bottom, separated from the U-boat.
Yeah, will they ever bring it up? Are they just going to leave
it
there?
No, at that point, it's deep enough. It's kind of like on the edge of the continental shelf. The waters are somewhat rough, and right now there's really no need to bring it up. Although they do have a similar U-boat, fully intact, actually, that you can visit in Chicago.
Right. Yeah, I've seen that one, and it's pretty fascinating, actually. So, that is a great story. It must be a great thing to be involved in. Any last words of wisdom for our listeners about the markets, about inflation, about the Fed? Anything you'd like to leave?
I think right now what you really have to do is you have to have a plan that matches your risk profile and your basically view of the world. Because if you kind of do something that you're uncomfortable with or that's not really designed for your particular place in life, that's really where the problems occur. Because then that discomfort comes to it when there's a problem in the market and you end up doing something that can hurt your long-term wealth. So the time to do your planning in advance of disasters and not basically during the middle of it.
Absolutely. In fact, you're echoing advice that I frequently give. One of my favorite phrases is by John F. Kennedy, and he says the best time to repair the roof is when the sun is shining. And
absolutely.
That's exactly what you're saying, and the advice that you just gave the folks is just perfect. Listen, Doug, thank you so much for being with us. I hope you and your family have a wonderful holiday weekend. And thank you.
You too as well, Mike, and you too as well, Peggy.
Thank you, Doug.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Well, Peggy, you came up with an outstanding guest.
And, once again.
And a perfect guest.
Let's put another hash mark on my side.
You're doing great. And the fact that he had that connection with mm-hmm. the German U-boat was just fascinating.
Yeah, he's a very interesting guy. Coming up next week, folks are going to want to make sure they're tuning in, because on Tuesday, after the long holiday, we've got Bob Rice. He's from Bloomberg, actually.
Right.
But he's got, boy, you start reading about this guy. He's worked for the Department of Justice. He's done a lot of things before he
And I'm going to be reading his book over the weekend called The Alternative Answer, The Non-Traditional Investments to Drive the World's Best Performing Portfolios. I'm reading the book over the weekend, folks, and Bob and I will share with you about that book on Tuesday.
And also on Wednesday, Peter Schiff. And this, I saw him at the Money Show. I did watch his presentation. He came to us, though. There was one of our Denver listeners was asking us to please get
really?
Him on. Yes, I think it was
See,
Ray. I think it was Ray.
And we tell you that if you've got people that you'd like to have on, we will put them on. And this is a perfect example. So if we can get them, some people won't come, but if right. we can get them, we'll love to have them on. So just give... how do they get a hold of you, Peggy?
It's very easy. They can just go to straighttalkmoney.com, and there's a way for you just to send us a message. Or, even better, there is a little icon right on the front page, and it's a listener survey. I've got five little questions, and it basically asks you what kind of topics would you like to hear? What kind of guests would you like to hear? Just little simple things that are going to help me make this a better show for you
right.
and Mike make this a better show. And then I also wanted to add one last guest next Thursday. We've got Louis Navalier on. So
we're going to have a great lineup next week. And speaking, not next week, but the week after, we've got a luncheon in Houston with one of the top algorithmic managers in the country. Then we've got one coming up in Denver.
In Denver on June 13th.
On June
13th. That's a Thursday.
Same people. We've got them in both places. And you heard Doug talk about having a strategy. You hear me talking about having a strategy. We also talk about how the algorithmic trading programs have been the most successful in preventing losses on the downside. The folks that we're bringing on to here in Houston on June 5th and on the 13th in Denver, their maximum loss in 2008 was 3.63%. And that included the fee of 2.2%. So they really lost about 1%. That's the maximum loss. That's the worst loss of any of their portfolios. And they beat the S&P the following year. So it wasn't that they were just good on the downside. They're good on the upside, too. They're going to be in Houston. They're going to be in Denver. We're going to have you for lunch in Houston. We're going to have you for breakfast in Denver. If you'd like to attend, this is going to be a very, very special function. They don't come through very often. It's very difficult to get Marty Rising in town. Usually I get him twice a year at the most. So I would, if you have a portfolio of $100,000 or more that you'd like to have in the market, but you do not want to expose yourself to the tremendous risk and volatility of the market, you need to come to this luncheon. You need to come to, I guess, it's going to be a breakfast in Denver?
Yes, we are talking about a breakfast. And I can use some insight from Denver, because I'm looking at the Denver Biscuit Company. And I don't know if I know you're not aware of it.
I'm not aware of it.
I'll tell you what, it's a favorite on the Food Channel's
Then I'm there.
Yeah.
All right. All right, so I guess that's where we're going. So lunch here in Houston on June the 5th, breakfast in Denver on June the 13th. We're going to have one of the top portfolio managers in the country that runs an algorithmic portfolio. In other words, it's a computer that gets you out really, really fast, faster than you can think. It's just like Bill Gates wrote a book called Business at the Speed of Thought. These guys, it's faster than you can think. And as I say, there's a lot of risk in the market. We all want to stay at the party. But one of these days, the punch bowl is going to be gone. It'll be gone before you know it. And so this will be an opportunity for you to take a look at something like this. It requires a portfolio of $100,000 or more, but I would truly encourage you to sign up, come to lunch, come to breakfast, and listen to what Marty Rising has to say. Thank you so much, and more than anything else, thank you to all you veterans out there. We would not have the life that we enjoy if it had not been for the sacrifice of these people and the continued sacrifice of the people that we have in the service. And our hearts go out to the family of that British sailor, of that British soldier yesterday, which is just insane.
Thanks for your service, everyone.
But thank you so much. I hope you all enjoy the weekend. I hope you and your family are safe and sound. I hope God blesses you. Just have a great weekend, folks. We look forward to talking to you next week. God bless.
You've been listening to Straight Talk Money with Mike Robertson. Be sure to listen every weekday morning. If you want to contact Mike today, call 855-624-4004. That's 855-624-4004. Or log on to straighttalkmoney.com.
The opinions voiced in this program are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Securities are offered in the United States through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
You know, we talk a lot about mutual funds on the show and occasionally discuss variable annuities. Mike wants you to remember that you should carefully consider the risk, charges, and expenses of a mutual fund or variable annuity prior to investing. This and other important information can be found in the fund's prospectus or variable annuity sub-account prospectus. Contact your advisor for a copy and always read it carefully before investing.